Well, I think small businesses and communities across the United States are paying for it. I think that, you know, young people are paying this cost. I mean, they're not able to fully engage the economy. You know, we did a research project about 2 years ago. And what it showed was, if you have a student loan debt, you are twice as likely to be a renter or live with someone like your parents than you are to own that embodiment of the middle class, a home of your own. And that's through the life of your loan. Second, most likely have a used car as opposed to a new car. Again, those embodiments of the middle class. Now, new car purchasing is what makes, and home ownership is what makes the American economy go. That's being lost because of student loan debt. And we lose in the state of Wisconsin every single year over $200 million in new car purchasing power directly attributable to student loan debt. What about the opportunity we're losing with young people who are the most educated, the best trained, ready to go out there and start new small businesses with the talents and skills they've learned in places like the University of Wisconsin, whatever corner of Wisconsin they're from? They can't go out and become new entrepreneurs because they've got to worry about an average student loan payment of $388 a month for 18.7 years, which is what our research showed.